Here with me in the studio is internationally acclaimed concert violist Jennifer Stumm. She's an Atlanta native and came up through the ranks of the Atlanta Symphony Youth Orchestra as well. Jennifer, welcome back.
So great to be back at your desk, Lois.
Oh, fantastic to have you here. And you came all the way back from London, especially to perform a recital tomorrow at Spivey Hall. And I know the cause it benefits is one of your passions.
Definitely. I don't know if all Atlantans are aware of what's happening in your midst musically and in support of education, but the Atlanta Music Project is really a landmark idea to not only to teach, you know, at-risk and perhaps underprivileged youth music, but to really give them a chance to experience the confidence that comes with learning a skill, learning discipline. They provide really hands-on interaction and music education to over 200 kids 4 days a week. They give them academic support as well, and they're doing absolutely miraculous things and producing really a new generation of wonderful young musicians in Atlanta.
The director is Dante Sramo, and Dante has been on our air before, and we enjoy following the wonderful activities and performances that the Atlanta Music Project has. Dante studied in Venezuela.
Yes.
And his model was that of the famous initiative in Venezuela, El Sistema. Would you talk a little bit about Sistema?
Yes. Well, the Atlanta Music Project is one of a number of seed projects that came from the desire of the founder of El Sistema, Maestro Abreu, that there would be a group of young people who would go into American inner cities and try to replicate the model. And that's what Dante has done with the support of actually, you know, the Venezuelan system. And I think he's also been really brilliant at looking at Atlanta as its own place. Obviously, we can't completely replicate, you know, an enormous system in a dictatorship. But I will say, like, you know, we have to give props to the Venezuelans, where they have hundreds of thousands of children playing instruments. And they may be getting a lot of things wrong, but I think they're absolutely getting one thing right, which is that the fastest way to give dignity, you know, a reminder of someone's dignity, is to show them what they're capable of doing. And that instrument is, I think, the cheapest way possible to change the life of someone young.
And certainly, Senor Abreu, who was the culture minister and envisioned this system of music education available to everyone.
Right.
This caused quite a ripple throughout the world. We are enjoying that here with Dante Sramo directing the Atlanta Music Project. We're going to talk a little bit more about the system and its applications and hear more from Jennifer Stumm about her career in a moment, as we hear from Jennifer Stumm's recording of Harold in Italy with pianist Elizabeth Pridgett.
Thank you.
listening to some gorgeous viola music by Brahms with the gorgeous sounding and gorgeous looking violist Jennifer Stumm. So we were talking about the All Brahms recital you will perform tomorrow evening at Spivey Hall, benefiting the Atlanta Music Project, which is modeled on El Sistema Venezuela's system of music education, really empowering young people through music, particularly young people who may not have the opportunity to be exposed to music or who could afford instruments. Last week, I spoke with Gabriela Montero, pianist, also Venezuelan, who has really espoused some radical ideas in her plea for justice in her home country. She has also entered into a public dialogue, or perhaps a public argument, with the most famous graduate of El Sistema, the Los Angeles Philharmonic Music Director, conductor Gustavo Dudamel. Maestro Dudamel is not defending dictatorship in Venezuela, but he strongly believes in El Sistema, in this education, the music education program. Gabriela Montero has said that she thinks it's simply being used as a propaganda tool. And it saddened me to think that it would be done away with, or that some might call for it to be abolished, it being the music education program, El Sistema, because it might be used in the wrong way in government.
Right. Well, I think it's important not to let the perfect be the enemy of the good. And, I would say that in a complicated political and sort of social environment, you could make many claims. Many of them, I'm sure, are valid about imperfections in the system. But at the end of the day, I would rather see opportunity be spread as widely as it can. And perhaps that's the one ray of sunshine in what's an incredibly difficult, violent situation. And I've also been really sad to see negative press around the issue of music education in any regard, because what we're seeing actually is sort of people from all sides making claims that what really matters now is STEM, technology, engineering, all these things. And of course, these are wonderful things that give great advances to us. But if we imagine a world where we don't have the mirror of the arts to remind us who we are as people, to give a record to the world of who we are as people, I think we're living in dangerous times. And every time I hear the president say STEM, I say STEAM instead. Because if you want a child to be, compassionate, aware, tolerant, able to relate with others, able to envision something beautiful beyond what their current reality is, that's what the arts gives them. And you can have all the practical skills in the world, but without that mirror to look at yourself, I think something is really, really missing. And so that's why at the end of the day, I say anything that gets an instrument to a kid's hands is a good thing.
I agree. Instruments in your hands sound pretty good, to put it mildly. Tell us some of what you will be playing and your current projects and performance.
Well, tomorrow we'll be playing an All Brahms program. An amazing pianist, Roman Rabinovich, has just flown into town. He grew up in Israel and is one of that nation's bright, shining stars. And he's also really a Brahms interpreter par excellence. So we're really excited about doing this. And we'll be doing it a few more times around the world, in London and in Tel Aviv later this season. And so we'll be playing both the viola sonatas and a number of really beautiful small pieces. And to play in this glorious gem of a hall that we have in Atlanta, Spivey Hall, is going to be such a treat, and for a really good cause. So I hope everyone will, you know, you get twice the thing here. You get a great program, but you can really feel that you're supporting something amazing.
Now, will there be students from the Atlanta Music Project in the audience tomorrow evening?
There will. And we also have, kept the ticket price quite low so that we can really encourage young people to come. And I think it's when I was young, I went to Spivey and I saw people and I thought, that's what I want to be someday. And so it's great to be able to come back now, having traveled a million times around the world, and hopefully give a little bit of that to the next generation of young Atlanta musicians.
Well, that is generous. In thinking about your travels around the world, you have performed in some very interesting non-traditional venues, Jennifer, at very high altitudes.
That's true.
Tell us about that.
I actually was in La Paz, Bolivia, twice now, an amazing place, an amazing country that also has a burgeoning grassroots music education program. And I gave a concert at 12,000 feet, and the viola reacted very strangely at that altitude. Sound waves traveled differently. There's less oxygen.
Ugh.
It was amazing. And yet 2,000 people were waiting in line to go into this kind of old rusty concert hall in the middle of the Altiplano up there. So that was definitely a memorable one.
How fantastic, the alto in the Altiplano. Mm. We're going to listen to a bit of a recording with violist Jennifer Stumm and pianist Elizabeth Pridgen. It's painful to talk over that gorgeous playing. Jennifer Stumm, violist, here with us on City Lights from WABE. Jennifer plays an all Brahms program tomorrow at Spivey Hall, a program benefiting the Atlanta Music Project. You have such impressive dedication to music education, and you have been very active in Brazil.
That's right. It's been an exciting year. I started my own music festival and social project in Brazil this year, and we've been seeing amazing things happen from there. We have a chamber music festival that happened in January and will be an annual event where I brought a group of international soloists, my friends from all around the world, and we invited a very select group of young Brazilian musicians to live and work there with us alongside. And so we saw absolutely amazing things happen. What we really saw was that the two groups of people really fed each other. The international soloists who live busy, sometimes lonely lives were so inspired to be around these young Brazilians who are infectious in their passion for music and life and come from incredibly trying circumstances. And of course, they really benefited from the experience and connections that maybe we could provide them. And so the model is slightly different than El Sistema, which tries to create a sort of wide pyramid base to give every child an instrument. And what we're trying to do at Illumina, which is my festival, in our small way, is identify the very top of the pyramid find those musicians who might have a real chance at an international career, but without intervention might not get there, and give them mentorship and really hands-on experience so that then they could take an audition, go out into the world, and represent South American music making abroad and offer something new and fresh and interesting into the musical global economy.
How's your Portuguese?
Stop being. I'm trying.
Jennifer, how do you get funding for this? I mean, this sounds like a monumental project.
I didn't know I could wear so many hats. It's been an experiment in hat wearing. We're just starting out. We were really fortunate to have some excellent funding from an individual family in Brazil. And our real goal in the long haul is hopefully to inspire prosperous Brazilians to invest in young individuals and to build relationships as well. Which I think is so important for artists. Even Mozart, you know, had patrons. Mm-hmm. And I think the confidence that comes from knowing that, you know, if you were a young, poor Brazilian musician, knowing that a family thinks you're worthy of their investment and can then follow your career as you go out into the world and feel that they're responsible in a way for what happens. So we're working hard on that front, and also from foundations. Brazilian government, it's a tough time there. The currency is really falling as well. So it's an interesting time, but I think it showed me already that the cause is so worthy and so inspiring, and hopefully we'll do something good for music as a whole.
Sounds like it. I imagine there have been some moving stories, some very touching experiences in the little bit of time we have left. Mm. Could you share some of the experience or comments
sure.
you've had from some Brazilian students?
Well, I will say there's a young cellist called Guilherme, who I always knew was very talented. He was 17. He was the youngest person involved in our project. And I was there visiting in April, and he said, "I have to tell you, my parents have kicked me out of my house." He had told his family that he was gay. And he was living on the floor of a friend's apartment with no refrigerator. And we banded together and we brought him to London. And he stayed with friends of mine in London, and we worked together for a month. And then we went to the Mozarteum in Salzburg, which is one of the most elite musical institutions in the world. And he took the audition for admittance, and I was so nervous. I thought, oh, I just want this kid to get in. And I thought it was a big stretch. And he received the highest mark of any cello applicant to that institution. And these are all, you know, European kids who had every opportunity. And here's this scrappy Brazilian from a favela who goes in and bests every last one of them. And that's when I knew in my heart, like, this is the thing we should be doing and can actually really change things, not just for them, but change things for a place like the Mozarteum, for the great institutions of the world to have that kind of insight of why we play music and what's the point, that music is social work first and last.
Oh, what a beautiful way to go out, Jennifer Stumm. When we spoke last and I asked why Brazil, and you said you were tired of hearing no and were delighted to go to a place where people said yes. Here's yes to you and all you do, and thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you so much, Lois.
Going out with some gorgeous Brahms Viola Sonata in E-flat, one of the works that we will hear tomorrow evening at Spivey Hall with Roman Rabinovich, the pianist, joining Atlanta native, internationally acclaimed violist Jennifer Stumm. That concert tomorrow evening at Spivey Hall, with ticket proceeds benefiting the Atlanta Music Project. You're listening to City Lights on WABE Atlanta.